Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on February 15 regarding Richard Matteo, M-A-T-T-E-O. Richard Matteo is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 9-26-18. But at that time, he was the operator of a tractor-trailer, period. He was rear-ended by another vehicle. Jerry states his seat then snapped and he propelled backwards into the sleeper compartment. Brady struck his head and had loss of consciousness. Brady believes he injured his head, arm, left shoulder, back, and neck, and was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Brady had further evaluation. Brady remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady did undergo surgery on his neck on 3-27-19, period. At this time, he continues to see Dr. Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, with unspecified treatment, period. In paragraph per his claim petition, Mr. Matteo asserted he was rear-ended by a tractor-trailer, injuring his neck, back, left shoulder, head, and left hip. Credit emergency room records from Cooper show he was seen there on 9-27-18, period. He stated he was rear-ended by another truck the previous evening. Appeared there were no airbag deployment. Appeared he states his seat broke. Appeared he denied hitting his head or experiencing loss of consciousness. Appeared and put that statement in bold. He did complain of neck and shooting right shoulder pain, but had full range of motion there. Period. He was examined and found to have tenderness to palpation in the mid-cervical and mid-lumbosacral spine with no skin changes or abrasions. Period. He was neurologically intact. Brady underwent two CAT scans that will be inserted here. Brady was then treated and released. Period in paragraph. Mr. Matteo was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Obaid on 11-16-20. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury. Period. He wrote Mr. Matteo sustained an injury to his neck with radiation to the left upper extremity, along with paresthesias and decreased sensation. Pretty did have electrical studies, MRIs, and eventually cervical spine surgery by Dr. Strauss. Pretty, however, continues to have neck pain radiating to the left upper extremity with decreased sensation and paresthesias of the left hand. Pretty also has persistent low back pain. Pretty, history of an injury to his cervical spine 2013 when he fell was elicited. Period had x-rays at that time, but no significant treatment. Period asserted his pain resolved afterwards. Period. He asserted he had persistent low back pain that has progressed over the last several months, radiating to the left lower extremity distally to his foot. Period upon exam, neck had 50% normal range of motion. Period, there was decreased sensation to light touch and the volar aspect of the index and long fingers on the left. Period, there was mild weakness of the left hand grasp strength. Period, there was moderate atrophy of the left upper extremity, including the forearm and upper arm. Period, the back had 75% normal range of motion. Period, straight leg raises at 50 degrees and the left produces low back and posterior hip pain. Period, put this in bold, this is not a truly positive straight leg raising maneuver. Period. Dr. Obaid noted the CAT scan results of the He noted various diagnostic studies, some of which go back to 2013, and will be inserted here as marked, period. Dr. Obaid also wrote, the petitioner was seen by him in 2015 for what is recorded as a tractor-trailer accident of 6/28/13. Period had low back pain at that time, radiating to the right extremity. Period had an MRI on 4/23/15 that showed central disc herniation at L4-5. Period the patient today stated that after last being seen by Dr. Obaid on 6/29/15, his low back symptoms resolved. Period. Dr. Obaid rendered several diagnostic impressions and gave opinions that will be inserted as marked. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed his nails were bitten. Period. There was atrophy on the left upper extremity. But no swelling or effusions, period. Pinprick sensation was diminished on the left radial forearm, but this was otherwise intact. Period, manual muscle testing was 5-. For resisted left pinch, grasp, comet, elbow extension, comet wrist flexion and extension, as well as shoulder abduction. Period was 4+ for left hand grasp and resisted elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Hand wrist elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities low. Inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the hips was full bilaterally, although internal and external rotation on the left elicited low back tenderness. Period. That section is normal. Hips and pelvis normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse car consists with his surgery. Period active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was to 35 degrees, comma. Rotation right 65 degrees and left 60 degrees with side bending right 25 degrees and left 15 degrees. Period he was tender to palpation about the left paracervical musculature and the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was tenderness in the left, overlying the left upper portion of the scapula, but there was none on the right or elsewhere. Lumbosacral, he was tender to palpation at the lumbosacral junction. Period supine, straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 85 degrees and left at 90 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 9/26/18, Richard Mateo was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, he was the operator of a tractor-trailer that was struck from the rear by another. Period, he currently describes that he was propelled from his broken seat, comma, struck his head, comma, and experienced loss of consciousness. Period, however, when presenting to the emergency room on 9/27/18, he denied either striking his head or experiencing loss of consciousness. Period, he underwent a cervical spine CAT scan to be inserted here. Period, he was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. He then apparently underwent MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine on 11/12/18. Period. Dr. Strauss also performed surgery on the neck, although we are not in receipt of his progress notes or the operative report. Period. Dr. Obaid surmised the procedure and diagnoses. But he also documented having treated this petitioner before for injuries that involved his cervical spine, although he denied that to Dr. Obaid and to this evaluator. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period, there was atrophy on the left. Period. There was mild weakness in the left upper extremity, but sensation was generally intact. Period, it was decreased at the left radial forearm. Period, provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrists, elbows, and shoulders were negative. Period had full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Period there was decreased range of motion about the cervical spine on an active basis, but spurlings maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar sacral spines. Period supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at very obtuse angles, which are not clinically consequential. Period. In paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine regardless of cause. Period, this is contributed to by prior injuries in 2013 and 2015. Period, MRI in 4/23/15 showed a central disc herniation at L4-5. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, back, comma, left shoulder, comma, or left hip. Period. End.